All right. One thing that I need to make note of really quickly also, because it was my fault. I screwed up. It wasn't Richard's fault. We reviewed a Hyundai. It was a, we called it a, or sorry.
Wagon, I believe, right?
We called it a Santa Fe, but it was actually the Tucson version, which I really screwed up.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was my fault. So what we're going to do is just sort of add this addendum to that same car, because it was, in fact, a Tucson, not a Santa Fe. We've driven both, by the way, and they're both fabulous cars. One's just larger. The Santa Fe is the larger version of the other car. I mean, they're very, very similar as far as that goes, but the Tucson's a little smaller. The one we drove was the hybrid, got fabulous fuel economy. Everything else we said about that vehicle, it's all true. I just named it wrong in the review, so I'll have Ann put this little disclaimer, if you would, kind of at the beginning of that review, and we should be in good shape. So, folks, I'm sorry. When you listen to this review, it will say Santa Fe, but I meant to say Tucson, so just make sure I get that out of the way. How's that sound, Richard?
That sounds great. Yeah, again, and yeah, the Hyundai Tucson, great little car, like you said. Folks can go back and talk about it. I know we called it the wrong thing, but everything else we said about it still holds true.
But let me give you a review real quick of the 2022, so not a 21 model, but a 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe Hybrid, which you guys would think, okay, great. First of all, what's it cost? How did it work? How did it work in the snow? Because I got a chance to drive this car in the snow as well. How did all that work? First of all, this car is priced under 40. You can actually buy this car from 33 to 40-ish, 45-ish max. And I will tell you, works out fabulous. I was in the mid-30s on a high. Keep in mind, this is a pretty good size SUV, hybrid though, and I was in the mid-30s. Car works absolutely fabulous. And again, ergonomically speaking, if you guys haven't climbed into really a lot of late model vehicles, but Hyundai in particular, ergonomically, what I mean by that is as you're sitting in the driver's seat and everything, and this is a big one for me, by the way, I'm very anal, you guys all know that. I don't like having to reach or do different things. A, I think it's a distraction. B, I just think it's uncomfortable. Well, it used to be one of the big complaints I had in a lot of the old Toyota Tundra pickups. You had to reach so far up to do anything on the screen, and my arms, you know, just aren't that long, and I don't want my knees in the dash. And anyways, I'm a big ergonomic guy, and I will tell you that these guys have done a fabulous job on the ergonomic side of the fence when you're inside the cabin of the vehicle. It's very comfortable. Got comments even from other folks that rode along with me, in it. And the car works absolutely great. And the way they've got the new hybrid systems, this one included, it's seamless. You don't really even know when the vehicle is turning on, when it's turning off. It just works absolutely fabulous. And again, to get in the mid-30s, really the high 30s, if you would, on this vehicle, fabulous. They've got several different trims in this car, by the way. So you can do the Blue Edition, the SEL Premium, or the Limited. I was in the Limited. Fabulous vehicle. Again, I cannot say enough about this thing. It's one of my favorite SUVs, size-wise and so on. It's just, it fits so much of that segment. I know it's a hot segment. Everybody's got something in that world. But if you haven't driven one of these lately, I would recommend you do so. It is, again, the Hyundai Santa Fe Hybrid. I drove the 2022 model. If you get out to the Hyundai dealer, please tell them that John or Richard from Drive Radio or Rush to Reason sent you.